with Busby. Ball is tipped and controlled by the Vi Queens. And that is your J. Mullins Jewelry tip at 6:04. J. Mullins Jewelry on West Northfield Boulevard behind Capital Bank next door to Fuji's Restaurant. Christmas times are coming, and it's time to get those great Christmas gifts that you can get. Special gifts for that special someone at J. Mullins Jewelry. Shot up no good by the Vi Queens on the other end in transition. It's Megan Smith who gets the two-point basket to put the Lady Cougars up 2-0, and we're just underway. Full court pressure by the Lady Cougars. Token pressure, if you will, and Pierce brings it down. The Vi Queens in purple uniforms, black numbers trimmed in white. On the drive is Pierce, lost it momentarily, dumps it back out. Foul line to Busby, tipped away, and Sweeney brings it down. She gives it to her running mate, Peters. Peters in the corner to Wilkerson. Explodes baseline for the deuce. Ashlyn Wilkerson. And the Lady Cougars are on top 4-0. Just enough pressure to slow them down and bug Pierce to death. Pierce, the point guard, to the right wing, Ray. Ray feeds off right elbow to Leverett, who throws it low and away. No one there. Turnover for Community. Middle Tennessee inbounds the basketball. Adams in the backcourt being pressured over in the corner to Smith. They do get it down just in time to Peters, and Peters waits on traffic to move through. Behind the back dribble goes far side. They're moving left to right, clad in the white uniforms, trimmed in orange. A little hint of silver in there as well. Peters back out front. Penetrates, foul line, glides in there. The jumper off the glass, no good. And a battle for the rebound. There's going to be a foul on Wilkerson on the rebound there. 4-0 MTCS leading. Boys game will follow. 4-1 Lady Cougars, 1-5 Vi Queens from Community. Pierce in the backcourt, passes up the floor to Ray. She's on the far sideline. Again, they're moving right to left. Few dribbles. Pierce top of the key. Takes it to the left elbow. And the ball stolen away. Sweeney's going to have a snowbird on the other end. And she does, even though she was fouled in the process. 6-0. Lady Cougars. Pass goes far side. Back to Ray. Now left wing. Huntley feed down low. And that pass is broken up by Chandler Adams. But it will be Community basketball underneath their basket on the near baseline. Pierce to trigger in the play. Three-pointer attempted by Ray. It's off the front of the rim. Rebound ripped off of there by Megan Smith, the senior post. Up the floor, into the corner. Adams looks over the three, doesn't take it. They feed inside to Smith. Shot no good. And down the floor is Sarah Pierce. She works between the rings, now fires up the three, swish. Sarah Pierce gets the Vi Queens on the board. It's 6-3, cuts that six-point lead in half. Full court press, and now Peters is trapped in the corner. Timeout, Middle Tennessee Christian School. And that is a 30-second timeout for us here. And that 30-second timeout brought to you by the Bob Parks Auction Team of Stan Vaught and Bob Bug. They are professionally trained to utilize the auction process to sell your property. Recognized as a leader in the industry, you can consider it sold with Bob Bug and Stan Vaught at Bob Parks Auction, 896-4600, online at bobparksauction.com. State Farm Prep Basketball on WGNS brought to you in part by Roscoe Brown Heating and Air, Bud's Tire, First Bank, Claiborne and Taylor Insurance, and Martin's Home and Garden. Don't forget to check on our Sir Pizza podcast after the game. Online at goprimetimesports.com. Sir Pizza with three Murfreesboro locations sponsors our podcast online. Middle Tennessee to inbound the basketball. In the far corner, Smith. Long pass up and finds Sweeney there. Partially blocked. Sweeney gets the rebound on a loose ball and goes back up powerfully for the lay-in. 8-3. Orange and white. Ray, far wing, jump ball. And that's going to be a turnover for the Vi Queens and Middle Tennessee's basketball. They are playing tenacious defense here. Trapping defense. Full court press here by the Vi-Queens as well. Middle Tennessee handles it easily. Smith back in the corner. Now far side, Wilkerson. Bounce pass inside to Sweeney. Turns, spins. Nothing there on the double team, so why not the three? Yes, sir. Ashlyn Wilkerson with the first bank three. The first of the night. 11-3 Lady Cougars. Full court press up the floor. Busby. Busby to Pierce from the right elbow off the lip of the rim. Rebound ripped out of there by MT, but it's out of bounds off of Busby, who had stripped it away momentarily. Chandler Adams will trigger in the inbounds pass and does to Sweeney. Back to Adams. Nope, stolen away and now tipped out of bounds. Lady Cougar basketball. 4:04 left in the first. Really just getting warmed up here. Sweeney double teamed. Ball saved and then knocked off of Sweeney. And it will be Lady Cougars basketball. It was off Sweeney. So it'll be the Vi-Queens basketball. Here on the baseline, near side. Bounce pass to Leverett. Driving the lane is Pierce, and she's going to be fouled. Coach Berkey has seen enough of something and is going to make a substitution. Foul is on Peters. It's her first, team second. Coming into the game is Devin Wilkerson, the senior point guard. Wilkerson coming in for Peters. Inbounds, triggered in. Kristen Brothers, who just checked into the game, driving in the lane. Shot up, no good by Busby. Long pass down the floor in transition. The pass to Sweeney a little high. She pulls it back down. Now back out to Wilkerson. And Welker for three off the front of the rim. Rebound, Vi-Queens. Purple and white bring it down the floor. Crossing the timeline now to Pierce, who works between the circles. Pierce gives it up. Finds Brothers. Brothers drives into the deep right corner. Now turns and spins at the wing. In trouble. Now from the right elbow, Leverett, her shot too hard. Rebound, put back. This one won't go by Pierce. And rebound by Chandler Adams. Welker up the floor. She finds Wilkerson. Foul line to Smith. Now back to Welker between the circles, and she resets. With 3:03 left in the first, 11-3, Middle Tennessee. Adams, bounce pass inside, turning, spinning her way to the rack. The shot goes for Megan Smith, and there is a foul. Smith is going to get the two-point basket and a chance for the old-fashioned three. Hannah Busby with the foul for the Vi-Queens. Jordan Faulkner is in. Out goes Chandler Adams. Faulkner, a sophomore wing. It's one thing the Lady Cougars have, and that is some depth. Smith, the plus one. Connects on that. She's got 5 points. And the Lady Cougars lead 14-3. Pierce bringing it down to the far sideline. Long pass up, thrown away. Another community turnover. Coach Berkey calling the play from the sideline. Long pass to the near side, Sweeney. She's going to have a layup on the other end. Fakes inside, goes up for it, misses the layup. A war for the rebound. It rolls out of bounds off of Leverett, and I'm not so sure that shouldn't be Middle Tennessee Christian School's ball, but it is not. Ray comes back in. Brothers make that. Pierce goes out. So Ray is going to take over the point guard duties. Pass into Leverett. Down to Brothers, goes into the deep corner. Now pass back out front. They're going to run it down. Huntley on the near wing. To Ray, far wing. Penetrates into the corner, nothing there. Popping out to help is Busby. Pass into the far corner to Brothers. Brothers turns, spins. She's going to give it up now and does to Huntley. Huntley in the corner to Ray. Ray looks over the three from the left wing, doesn't take it. Smothering defense by the Lady Cougars thus far. Now they back off for a moment. Leverett, the post, fires up a shot. It's no good, and a foul on the Vi-Queens on the rebound. The foul is on Hannah Busby. It's her second, and we've got timeout community. We'll take one as well with 1:52 left in the first. 14-3, Lady Cougars lead.
It's not too early to think about flu shots. Schedule a visit from the pharmacist to come to your business and offer on-site immunizations. This is Lori Sane Smith at Reeves Sane. We offer travel immunizations and Zostavax shingles vaccine. Our immunization information may be found at www.reevesane.com. Just ask us today how we can help you. Reeves Sane Drugstore, 1801 Memorial Boulevard.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450. Next on WGNS Primetime Sports, it's the Ideas Tease Between Game Show. A look at tonight's scores and schedule, plus local sports news and notes.
And we are back here. Middle Tennessee Christian School loses the ball. The Vi-Queens recover. Our coverage tonight brought to you in part by Toots Good Food and Fun, Intersource, your trusted source for entertainment, Olympus Gym, State Farm agent Andy Womack, and Reeves Sane Drugstore. Pass goes out of bounds. Tipped out of bounds. Last touched by Kristen Brothers for Community. So Middle Tennessee will take over once again. Play a bit sloppy here in the last couple of possessions. Down low, Wilkerson drives in. Wilkerson is going to be fouled going up for the layup. And she's going to get two. Foul on Community. On number 14, Leverett, her first. And that is the third team foul. At the charity stripe, Wilkerson's first is good. She's got six and now leads the Lady Cougars in scoring. Erin Mullins, sophomore post, checks into the game. Second one up and a little hard. Wilkerson misses the second charity toss. 15-5, your new score. Long pass up, thrown away. Brothers, no. She runs it down quickly in the corner. Now pulls up for the long two. No good. Rebound Leverett. And the underhanded shot goes for Leverett. Missed a box out there, did the Lady Cougars. Now this ball tipped out of bounds by Huntley. The Lady Cougars will maintain control. Pierce comes back in. And Mercedes Huntley, related to Jordan Huntley, I'm sure. Mercedes, a freshman. Oh, got away with one there. Faulkner stepped out of bounds. Wilkerson up the floor. They break the press. Erin Mullins now back to Faulkner. And Welker resets. Welker into the corner. Finds Wilkerson. Now back across the arc. Pass goes inside to Smith, and she's pushed from behind. And we'll check that foul for you. It's on 31. And Taylor Thompson just checked in and committed a foul. Lady Cougars lost the ball. Wilkerson looked in. And what happened was when she looked in, she dribbled it off her foot and rolled out of bounds. 15-5, 10-point Lady Cougar lead. Pass to Mercedes Huntley into the corner to Taylor Thompson. Turning, spinning is Leverett off the right block. It's good. Katie Leverett has four of the 7 points for the Vi-Queens. Now MT has turned it over again. Long pass up the floor, intercepted. Huntley has it, gives it off to Pierce. Bounce pass inside, wide open for the layup is Leverett. And with 0.4 on the clock, we've got a timeout on the floor. Coach Lynn Berkey is furious. 15-9, your score. We'll be right back after this 30-second break.
Hello once again from Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home in Murfreesboro. This is Lenny Farmer. As I speak to folks about their need to prearrange their funeral, more and more questions come to the surface. Questions like, does Jennings and Ayers guarantee the price for life? Yes. Is there more than one type of cremation program offered? Yes. Can I use my prearrangement plan at another funeral home, say, if I move out of state? Yes. Friends, these questions and more can easily be answered by calling us at 893-2422.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
And the long pass in by the Lady Cougars, and the clock expires. And that's the end of the first quarter of play, with the Lady Cougars leading the Vi-Queens of Community 15-9. Back with more after this.
Middle Tennessee Christian School. Training for eternity.
That starts with practicing our faith.
Secondary school principal Todd Miller.
Writing research papers and solving chemistry equations. Scoring touchdowns, hitting three-pointers, hitting home runs, and scoring soccer goals. We want to be the best that we can be at every single thing we do, and we'll not settle for anything less.
Middle Tennessee Christian School. Online at mtcscougars.org.
Since 1940, your first choice for air conditioning and heating repairs has been Roscoe Brown. Now when you have plumbing problems, it's also Roscoe Brown. You can depend on Roscoe Brown for any type of plumbing service and innovative plumbing solutions. Roscoe Brown is fully licensed, bonded, and insured, and fully qualified to assist with heating, air conditioning, and now plumbing. Roscoe Brown. Phone 888-MY-ROSCOE.
Get to a better State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
And on the inbounds, the Vi-Queens turn it over. Pierce could not handle it. So a turnover for Community. Be sure to tune in next time for the InterSource pregame show. InterSource, your trusted source for entertainment, DirecTV, and more. At the end of the game, the Prentice Alsop Heating and Air postgame show. Exploding to the basket is Devin Welker. She's going to be fouled, putting up one from the right block. And the foul is on Leverett, her second. And the fifth team foul for Community. At the stripe, Devin Welker. She wears number one, and her ponytail is almost to her waist, which covers that one. She hit the second free throw and gets her first basket of the night. So you have to kind of catch her number when the ponytail is waving goodbye. Huntley down the floor. That's Kristen Huntley. Long pass intercepted by Julianne Peters. And then a push in the backcourt. The foul is on Jordan Huntley. And the next foul will put the Lady Cougars in the bonus. Kristen Brothers checks in. Going out is Jordan Huntley. Inbounds, almost slapped away, and it is, but it's Mercedes Huntley who tips it out of bounds. Lady Cougars on the far baseline. They are moving left to right as we see it. Break the press easily. Welker drives for the layup, missed the shot. Rebound, Thompson, Taylor Thompson, up to Pierce. Pierce stutter steps, gets caught in the corner, now back outside. Inside the lever, turn, spins, nice move to the rack, missed the shot, rebound, put back, won't go. But now, finally, they do get one to fall. And that was Leverett. There was a Lady Cougar who came out injured on that, too, and it's Megan Smith, may have turned an ankle. We'll take a look at her there. Vi-Queens have cut what was a 10-point lead to 5. Bounce pass to Peters in the corner. Aaron Mullins in the game. Now to Sweeney. Back out to Wilkerson. Wilkerson, the bounce pass to Sweeney in traffic. Picked up off the floor by Aaron Mullins off the left block, and she makes connection. Basket for Mullins. Lead back at 7. Almost turned it over. Pierce just does get across the timeline. She throws an elbow. They're going to say a blocking foul on Middle Tennessee. The basket will count for Pierce. So she'll have the plus one. The foul on Erin Mullins, her first, and the third on the Lady Cougars. Coach Berkey doesn't necessarily agree with that, and I can see his point. Riverdale leads Mount Juliet 25-8 with 1:43 left in the first. Latest score we have on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. Here it's 18-14. Lady Cougars lead. Welker fakes inside. Now pass back out front. Peters for the tray. It is no good off the back of the rim. Rebound Pierce. Pierce going to bring it down herself. May not stop. Doesn't have the numbers, but hooks it up there. Won't go. And now the offensive foul. Community fans don't believe it, and I'm not so sure about that one, but the one earlier was definitely a foul. So maybe it's sweet revenge the other way. Don't know. 18-14. We've been stuck here for a minute or so. Ball kicked out of bounds. Lady Cougars will inbound here from the near side. Devin Welker will toss it in. Welker finds Peters cutting through. Julianne in the corner. And three by Wilkerson. It's no good. And now a push going to be called on Abby Sweeney after the rebound, I believe. No. They call Taylor Thompson for pushing off. That is a huge break for the Lady Cougars. Can they take advantage of it here? Sweeney shooting 1-1. It's the eighth team foul. Shot it. Got it. So she'll get another. Sweeney with five. Sweeney toes the line. Shot it. And missed it. Rebound, Middle Tennessee. Bounce pass into the corner. 4-3. Wish. That is Wilkerson. With the first bank three, Ashlyn Wilkerson connects on her second tonight. A big four-point possession. Down the floor, shot up on the right block. It's Thompson who gets the basket. 24-14. The Lady Cougars had a 10-point lead. It dwindled to five and now is back to 10. Was 12. That was the highest it's been. They whip it around the corner. And now Peters from the far wing. Yes. First bank three. Julianne Peters getting in on the three-point action. First bank three gives the Lady Cougars a 27-16 lead. Brothers pull-up jumper from about 12. No good. Rebound by Sweeney. Sweeney gets it over to Welker, driving the far sideline. Bounce pass goes inside to Mullins. Now she kicks it back out. Sweeney in the corner. Now the three on the opposite side by Wilkerson. No good. Put back by Peters. Won't go. Tipped around. Picked up. Will not go for Aaron Mullins. And finally, the Vi Queens come away with it. 4:46 left in the first half. 25-16 your score. Sarah Pierce to Huntley, Mercedes Huntley on the near wing. And ball stolen away by Welker. She waited, now has a layup, missed it. Rebound going to be knocked out of bounds, and it will be community basketball. Tough luck there. She heard some footsteps coming from behind. Inbounds toss, Megan Smith. Smith to Adams, long pass up, tipped out of bounds by Middle Tennessee Christian School. Bounce pass by Kristen Ray coming any moment now. And falling on the floor is Williams, who just checked in. I'm not sure how that couldn't be a walk there. Tipped out of bounds by Welker. Nobody to pass to, and now they just lob it in. Pierce passes back across the floor. Julianne Peters knocks this one away. Playing tough defense there on the inbounds play. Long pass. Broken up. No. Wide into the hands of Pierce. The defense got by, and she had a wide open shot. 25-18. Halfway through this second quarter. Welker to the far side. Shovel pass into Sweeney. It's on the floor. Now they're going to call a foul on Pierce, her second. 1-1 for Abby Sweeney. 5 points for Sweeney, 9 for Ashlyn Wilkerson to lead the way. First toss, no good, so there will be another. There will not be another. Driving right side, turning, spinning, nothing there. Now it's Ray. Shot up, no good. And standing out of bounds was Ray after the rebound. She rebounded her own shot, but she was standing on the baseline. 3:35 to go here in the second. 25-18, Lady Cougars. Welker walking it down the floor. Bounce pass to Wilkerson. Sweeney. Sweeney trying a little high-low and intercepted by Community. Pierce drives the lane. Blocking foul called on Welker, and the shot is going to go. Pierce with 10 points. He's going to be in this league for a long time. They're talking about whether it went in. The Community fans are going to talk about it. Now, it did go in. I don't think they really realize it. They're going to ask if it went in. But it did. I can assure you that it went. So the basket is going to count. So it'll be a plus one here for Sarah Pierce. Three-point play the hard way for Pierce. Shot it and missed it. Rebound Sweeney. So that 10-point lead that was 12 briefly, 10 mainly, now back to 5. That's the second time it's happened again. Community's made a couple of good runs. Peters cut off now back out front to Welker. Welker drives the lane right side, gets in there, and is fouled. She's going to have a couple of shots. Check the foul. Foul is on Williams, her second. At the foul line, the first one by Welker, no good. Double bonus the rest of the way for the Lady Cougars. Welker will have another toss. She's hit one from the foul line. The second one, no good. She's 1 of 4 from the charity stripe. Lead remains at 5. By Queens could really cut into the lead for the first time since the tip. MTCS raced to a huge lead. Now they're going to call over and back. And Middle Tennessee Christian School going to get a break there because it was tipped away by the Lady Cougars. That's why you heard a few angry Community fans speak up. Not going to matter, though. Welker has it. Welker left wing to Smith. Smith, the lob inside, trying to go to Welker, and they finally save it. Into the corner for three. Wilkerson in and out. Rebound tipped up. Sweeney has it off the left block. They say she traveled. Two and a half to go here in the first half. 25-20. Playing man-to-man, full court defense, and now timeout. Community, they take a 30-second timeout. If you need immediate results, there's no better way to sell your property than with the professional auction team of Bob Bug and Stan Vaught at Bob Parks Auction. Get more buyers at your sale by using the power of Bob Parks Auction, Stan Vaught, and Bob Bug. 896-4600 online at bobparksauction.com. With Bob and Stan, you, that's right, you, and even you, can consider it sold. WGNS primetime sports coverage of State Farm Prep Basketball brought to you in part by Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, our friends at TOA, Winners Trophies, Last Cass's Feed Supply, Prentice Also Heating and Air, State Farm agent Monty King, Zippy Shell, Bell Jewelers, Sprint by Cellular Concepts, and Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home. 25-20, 2:29 to go. Vikings basketball, they trail by 5 to the orange and white. Pass up, and Williams is going to travel with the basketball. Lost control, turnover for Community. Middle Tennessee Christian School with the ball. Length of the floor to go, moving left to right. And Welker looks over at Coach Berkey, now brings it down the floor. Top of the key, pass into the corner. Far side, they go to Peters. Peters penetrates off the left block, throws one up there. It's not going to fall because she is hacked. The foul is on 31. That is Thompson, and I have that as her third foul, and that is indeed the case. At the charity stripe, Julianne Peters hits the first free throw. She's got a three and one from the foul line. Hoping to add another to that is the junior point guard. Puts the Lady Cougars up by six with one more toss. Shot it and got it. Julianne Peters with five. Kristen Ray, senior guard to inbound. She finds Pierce. Pierce the lob over to the post player, Leverett. Now they get it down the floor. Leverett will go set up underneath while Pierce works out front. Pass to the right wing to Ray. Back out to Pierce. Popping out between the rings. Welker all over her there. Bounce pass left wing to Ray. Ray looks in. Can't get Reed, who's cutting through, who just checked into the game. Bass tipped away by Sweeney, and now they're going to call Sweeney for the foul. Hustling after the ball there. That is her first and the fifth team foul, so still another couple of fouls to give here with only a minute and a half to go. Minute 36, rather. Lob thrown in, run down by Pierce on the inbounds play. Pierce from the left elbow backs it back out to the wing. Looking over a shot is Huntley. They pass it down low to Reed, and it's stolen away. Long pass from Peters. She passes to Wilkerson, gets it back. Now right side, Welker inside to Smith from the right block, partially blocked. And coming down the floor with it is the 1-5 Vikings of Community. Minute four to go, 7-point NTCS lead. Driving Huntley, Jordan Huntley. She misses the shot. Rebound by the purple and white. Pierce drives from the left block high off the glass. This one won't fall. And they get another rebound. Ray brings it out to the wing spot. To Reed, down low to Leverett. Turn, spins. Good post move. Misses the shot. Rebound. Should have been an over the back. It wasn't called, and Lacey Reed gets the two-point basket. Five-point lead for Middle Tennessee with 29 seconds to go. Like to end here on a high note. Welker back between the circles. She gives it off to Megan Smith. They whip it around the horn. Deep in the right corner is Welker. Now back to Wilkerson. Far side to Peters, penetrates, double team there with eight, with seven. She's got to get rid of it with five. Back to Welker with three, with two. Looks over the three and doesn't make the basket. And that is the end of the first half of play. With your score, Middle Tennessee Christian School 27, Community 25, make that 22, 27-22, five-point lead for the Lady Cougars. We'll take a break, see if we can scrounge around and find some new scores for you and have much more as we continue from Middle Tennessee Christian School here on State Farm Prep Basketball.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, proud sponsor of the Game of the Week. When we have nothing left and find something more.
When every muscle, every bead of sweat pushes us beyond our limits.
In that moment,
the athlete in all of us is born.
The sports medicine specialist at Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance champion athletes of all ages.
When something takes you out of the game, TOA is there to skillfully repair, reconstruct, rehabilitate.
And return you to the pursuit of glory that only sport can bring.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, we help you heal.
Bud's Tire is your go-to tire dealer for not only tires, but also oil changes, alternator problems, fan belt problems, brakes, shocks, struts, and more. This is Kay Mitchell at Bud's Tire Pros on the Old Woodbury Road, just outside the city limits of Murfreesboro. Let our family help your family's car, truck, van, or SUV run better today. Call 896-TIRE or visit us at 3600 Old Woodbury Road.
Bell Jewelers, Murfreesboro's only certified Rolex repair center.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. We'll provide low-cost quality, protection, and claim service. And if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. I'm Doran Claiborne with Claiborne & Taylor Insurance. Come by our office at 319 West McKnight Drive or give us a call at 893-5064.
You can depend on Claiborne & Taylor.
Martin's Home and Garden is the premier place for gardening, landscaping, and outdoor buildings.
Now's the best time to make your yard the talk of the neighborhood. This is Lester Martin, and it's the perfect time to let Martin's Home and Garden plant trees, shrubs, and perennials. Plus, we do leaf removal. From residential to commercial, let our expert landscape designers come out for a free estimate and craft a magnificent lawn, office center, or whatever you need.
Martin's Home and Garden on Broad Street across from Demas's.
Serving Middle Tennessee for 30 years.
Hey, this is Chuck from Murfreesboro Automotive. I just want to welcome everybody to come by our new shop. We've got ASE certified technicians, former GM dealership technicians. Our prices are very fair. Before any work is performed, we will give you an estimate. You'll know exactly what you're spending, so there's no surprises when you pick up your car. That's one thing we take a lot of pride in. No surprises at Murfreesboro Automotive. Located between Chili's and Chewy's, just off of Broad Street.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450. Next on WGNS Primetime Sports, it's the Ideas Tees Between Games Show. A look at tonight's scores and schedule, plus local sports news and notes.
Tonight brought to you by Murfreesboro Automotive on Richley Road, OK Jose Mexican Restaurant, Murfreesboro Medical Clinic, and State Farm agent Jeannie Allman. And yes, we will have the Ideas Tees Between Games report between games, but here at halftime, we've got a few stats for you. Ashlyn Wilkerson has 1 point for the Lady Cougars, 9 points for Ashlyn Wilkerson, Aaron Mullins with 2, 5 points for Julianne Peters, also Megan Smith and Abby Sweeney with 5 points apiece. That hopefully adds up to 27. It's close anyway, right? For the Vi-Queens of Community, 10 points for Sarah Peer. She has been the threat in the guard spot tonight. She's got a 3 and has a couple of great moves inside on penetration moves. And then it's Katie Leverett with the post play tonight. Rebounds put back. She's got 8 points, so 18 of their 22 points from those two. Taylor Thompson with 2 in off the bench, and Lacey Reed, the freshman, with 2 off the bench. Foul trouble? Well, kind of. Taylor Thompson has 3 for community. Nobody at Middle Tennessee Christian School with more than 1 foul. 27-22 your score here at halftime. Middle Tennessee Christian School leading community. Other halftime scores to pass along to you, and we'll get these sent out on text alert as well. If you haven't signed up for it, be sure to do that. It's easy, WGNSradio.com, and we'll send you text alerts of all the games that we can find scores for. And it's a sponsored service by Gill's Ace Hardware on Nissan Drive in Gillsville. At halftime, the Riverdale Lady Warriors lead Mount Juliet 51-29. 51-29, Riverdale leads Mount Juliet. And again, that one is at halftime. And also, Cannon County leads Central Magnet 36-20. At halftime, Cannon County girls leading Central Magnet School 36-20 in a battle of unbeatens there. Also, keeping our eye out for Blackman Franklin, Tullahoma Laverne, and Smyrna Brentwood scores this evening. Earlier today, it was the Lady Raiders defeating Austin Peay by a final of 70-56. A timeout here. We'll be right back with more on WGNS AM/FM.
Hi, this is Amanda from Animal City, inviting your family to come do business with our family. You can find us at 919 Northwest Broad Street in Murfreesboro. That's next to the bowling lanes. And don't forget to treat your pet like family this Christmas. We carry a full range of supplies to keep all kinds of pets happy and healthy. And if you have a pet lover on your Christmas list, don't forget a gift for their pet. Come visit our family at 919 Northwest Broad Street here in Murfreesboro, next to the bowling alley. That's Animal City.
Heating, AC, electric, plumbing, and gas. Call Thompson Services. for values that last.
Hello, this is Jim Thompson of Thompson Services. Thanks for allowing us to support your team. Rarely will you ever need gas appliance service. However, should you ever need it, we have factory-trained employees waiting on your call 24 hours a day. Two of them have 30 years. Give us a call today, 274-2281.
This message brought to you in part by Atmos Energy, your natural gas company.
It's food like Grandma used to make, the Cedar Bucket Restaurant.
When you think about Southern eating, you usually think about the meat and three, your fried chicken, your white beans, potatoes, macaroni and cheese. So we just wanted to keep that Southern tradition alive.
That's Ricky Turner of the Cedar Bucket Restaurant on Las Casas Pike.
We do three different meats and six different vegetables every day.
The Cedar Bucket Restaurant, open lunch and dinner Tuesday through Friday, Saturday breakfast, and Sunday lunch. The Cedar Bucket.
This is Chuck Lewis at First Bank. While other banks have closed branches, First Bank is on the move and we're excited about it. We'll soon have a new state-of-the-art branch under construction in front of the Public Supermarket on Salem Highway. While First Bank doesn't have hot cookies in our office daily, we do have experienced bankers like Brandon Burks, Al Miller, or Joey Allison who are eager to assist you or your business. So come on by or visit us on the web for more information at firstbankonline.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic is more than just a clinic. It's the doctors you can trust, a technician you can believe in, and a staff member who goes the extra mile. From the time someone walks in our doors, the difference becomes evident. All of our resources are used to improve the healthcare experience of our patients, and we have been a part of Rutherford and surrounding counties for over 60 years. Murfreesboro Medical Clinic.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic. Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
And for over 75 years, TOA's team of orthopedic physicians have served the entire mid-state region, treating more athletes in Middle Tennessee than anyone. We help you heal online at TOA.com. I want to send our condolences out to former Middle Tennessee player and head coach Ken Trickey, who passed away this week at the age of 79. He played basketball for the Raiders between 52 and 55 and was head coach from 65 to 69. Brought in the fast break style of basketball, well known for that, and then went to Oral Roberts University as well. And sad day in Blue Raider country in the passing of Ken Trickey. We send our condolences to his family. Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard update. Again at halftime, 51-29. Riverdale leads Mount Juliet 51-29. And Middle Tennessee Christian School leading here 27-22. Both of those games at half. We're about ready to get underway here in the second half of play. Also, I mentioned TOA. A TOA highlight, a little quick one here. Shelby Davenport of the Riverdale Lady Warriors now enters the 1,000-point club at Riverdale High School. Tonight, she did that with one of the three-pointers in the first half against the Lady Bears. So congrats from Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance. Whether you're in the game on the sidelines or cheering from the stands, TOA is here for you online at TOA.com. The starting lineup in the second half, Pierce, Leverett, Busby, Ray, and Huntley for the Viqueens. And looks like it is going to be Adams along with Peters, Sweeney, Wilkerson, and Smith for Middle Tennessee Christian School. Shot is missed by Peters in transition, Huntley, and it's lost out of bounds. Last touch by the Lady Cougars, they say. Don't know that many fans across the way think that. Starting lineups in the second half brought to you courtesy of Fans Heating and Air, Winners Trophies, and Game Day's Team Sports, formerly AG Sporting Goods. 5-second call on the Viqueens. So they turn the ball back over to Middle Tennessee Christian School. So the first 20 seconds or so, not much action. Down the floor, Peters. Bounce pass to Wilkerson, left wing. They're moving right to left as we see it in front of the MTCS bench now. Peters drives in the lane, bounce pass outside. The long two rattles in and out. Aaron Mullins had a good look at it. Now coming up the floor, they're going to tag Sweeney, maybe. Could be Mullins with the foul. and it's actually on Adams. So I didn't pick any of them right, did I? Nobody scored here to start the second half. But the Vikings on this possession could chip away at it to the point where we haven't been since early in the first. They get it inside to Leverett. She misses the layup. Ball bounds out of bounds, and the official's going to have to say who it was off of because it could have been anybody. Say it's off Middle Tennessee Christian School. Bounce pass in the lane. Ray goes up. They call jump ball. Possession arrow. Community. So they get another shot at it. Pierce the lob inside, and carrying the ball is Busby. She did. She was dribbling it to her right. Kind of held it on her hip there for a half second. Can't do that. Turnover, Community. Middle Tennessee's Julianne Peters brings it down. The junior point guard crossing the timeline now. Gives off in the corner to Smith. She's in the left wing now. Sweeney, they whip it around the horn. Far side to Peters. Peters looks inside. Nothing there. Back to Wilkerson. Ashland back over to Peters. And Peters will reset between the circles. Wilkerson pops out right wing. Now Peters in the far corner, partially blocked. Off of the fingertips of Busby. And far baseline is where the Lady Cougars will inbound. They lead by five. The score hasn't changed since half. Peters to Sweeney, off the right block, has this one rejected. Ray, long pass up to Pierce. Pierce has a lane, drives off the glass, it's good. Pierce with the first basket in the second half. And the lead for Middle Tennessee Christian School is but three. Timeout on the floor, 6 minutes, 4 seconds left in the third on State Farm Prep Basketball. Family fun at the Smyrna Bowling Center at the corner of Sam Ridley Parkway and Weekly Lane. Owner Roy Bowden joins us to talk about leagues.
We have a whole range of leagues from people who claim they can't bowl on up to the very professional types.
Plus, being open 24 hours a day gives those who work in industry, like at Nissan and others in the area, the opportunity to unwind.
They love to come in right after work, have a good time, relax for a little while. They go home and they're in great shape.
The Smyrna Bowling Center at the corner of Sam Ridley Parkway and Weekly Lane.
Right now, one in three drivers is cruising around in a state of skepticism about just how much value their car insurance company is delivering. If you're one of them, I'm State Farm Agent Celeste Middleton, and I can help you get to a better state because I'll talk with you, listen to you, and help you put together a policy that has you written all over it, all backed by 24/7 customer support. Feeling less skeptical? Give me a call at 895-2700.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
I'm State Farm Agent Celeste Middleton. Give me a call at 895-2700.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Wilkerson has the ball left wing on the inbounds to Julianne Peters. Middle Tennessee Christian School with an important possession. Their lead cut to three. They had a lead as many as 12 in this game, 10 a couple of times. But Community just won't go away. Peters, the pass to Welker. Now back out front to Chandler Adams. Penetrates, now the three. We need it, don't get it. Wilkerson, her shot bounds off the side, and then a foul on Sarah Pierce, I think. It is on Pierce, and that is her third foul. Coming in, Devin Welker. Welker in for Peters. Pass is broken away. Or Wilkerson, now a war for it, honestly. Ball goes out of bounds off of Community. Was tipped up in the air, brought down for a moment by Wilkerson, then she lost it, and then it was a scrum. Adams to inbound, 5:18 left in the third, 27-24, Community. In the corner, Wilkerson has it. Back to Welker, and this intercepted by Leverett. She double dribbled. She took a dribble, she stopped, and then she said, wow, they're leaving me open, and took off again. So she double dribbled with the basketball. See that happen every now and then. Inbounds, Sweeney missed the easy lay-in from the right block, and it rolls out of bounds. Nobody could get to it. So Communities basketball coming back into the game is Julianne Peters, the junior. Peters in for Welker. Sarah Pierce in the backcourt to Leverett. Long pass over and foul. Hustling after the ball is Chandler Adams, but she picks up her second foul. Boys game will follow, and it should be a pretty good one, a dandy, if you will. That's what I was going to say. MTCS 3-1, Community 3-3 on the year. Driving the lane, a little 8-footer put up by Pierce, no good. Outlet pass, Wilkerson's got the numbers. Wilkerson is going to be fouled. Busby with her third foul, and that's going to be a factor here in this game for the Vi-Queens, I think. It will be out of bounds. Wilkerson was at the line, but she's not going to get to shoot. Peters, bounce pass to Sweeney off the right block, too hard. Rebound, Peters lost it, and now stepping out of bounds is Busby. Ball came right to her, but she was on the end line. Near baseline is where Peters will toss it in, and a whistle, no shot. And they say Megan Smith pushed off, apparently. I was looking at the inbounds play, and that happened before that. Timeout, Middle Tennessee Christian School, 27-24. We've been there a while. We'll be right back here on State Farm Prep Basketball.
Self-storage has never been so convenient. Thanks to Zippy Shell, providing self-storage and moving solutions right to your front door. We deliver, you pack it, we pick it up and store it. Our units are secure, convenient, and best of all, they're just as affordable as traditional ones. Zippy Shell. Call us today for a free estimate.
Call locally owned Zippy Shell today. 216-7879. That's 216-7879.
OK Jose, Tex-Mex Cuisine.
Hola amigos, this is Sergio from OK Jose. I'm the manager. Come join us, come try us out. We would like to earn your business. We make everything fresh from scratch. Go and join us for a good quality meal.
Mondays are mini burritos, Tuesdays are tacos, and Wednesdays are enchiladas for just 99 cents. Happy hour every day from 3 to 7 at OK Jose.
OK Jose, Tex-Mex Cuisine. In the Walmart Shopping Center on Rutherford Boulevard. Where are you going for lunch?
OK Jose.
Get to a better State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Community basketball, Huntley in the corner. To Pierce, top of the key, drives from the left elbow. It's good. Pierce has been a thorn in the side of the Lady Cougars tonight on State Farm Prep Basketball, brought to you by Intersource, your trusted source for entertainment. Rick's Barbecue, Gill's Ace Hardware in Smyrna, Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home, and Bob Parks Auction. In the paint, there's going to be a push-off foul on the Vi-Queens. And this is on Hannah Busby. That is Busby's fourth. Pierce is playing with three fouls. And Thompson with three fouls as well. Taylor Thompson in the game for the Vi-Queens now. 27-26, as close as the Vi-Queens have been in a long while. Three, which would have changed things, up by Adams, no good. Offside rebound by Pierce. Community could take their first lead in the game, I think. Leverett for three. The post player lets it fly. It's no good. And now after the shot, there was a foul, I think, on the Lady Cougars. It's on Peters, her second foul. Pierce to toss it in. She does to Leverett. She looks over the three again. This is a swisher. Leverett with the three-pointer for Community, and they take a 29-27 advantage. It happens here at the 3:40 mark of the third. Lady Cougars need a run. Peters to Sweeney. Sweeney back out to Adams. Feeding the corner, Wilkerson. To Sweeney inside, off the block. Now they get it back outside Peters resets. MTCS has not scored this quarter. Bounce pass in the paint, and Leverett with the foul. She pushed Abby Sweeney. That is Leverett's third foul now. So Pierce, Leverett, and Thompson with three fouls. Busby with four. Mercedes Huntley and Kristen Brothers come in. Peters triggers it in. Asleep for the Vi-Queens. The shot missed by Smith. Rebound put back. Won't go. But there's a foul. Boy, that was a wide open shot and caught community napping. Foul on Mercedes Huntley. It's her first. So we are rapidly approaching the 1-1 here. Peters at the line. It's good. Julianne Peters, first points in the second half. This one could tie us and missed it. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Off the fingertips of senior post Abby Sweeney. So community will inbound with Mercedes Huntley, the freshman, to trigger it in. She gets it to Brothers. Brothers in the backcourt. Got to get rid of it. Just does get it across the timeline to Pierce, where they start everything, to Leverett. Drives, double team, shot up, no good. Tipped up, and rebound pulled down by Chandler Adams. Adams gets away from the pressure to Peters, who trots it down the floor now. They're moving right to left. In the white uniforms, trimmed in orange, the Lady Cougars. Adams in the corner, the three we needed. And get it, Ashlyn Wilkerson, the first bank three. 31-29, Lady Cougars. Inbounds almost stolen away. Long pass up. We've got the numbers. Leverett turns, spins. What a great reverse move. Missed the shot. Community with the rebound, and there's going to be a reaching in foul called on Abby Sweeney, I do believe. 44, it is Abby Sweeney. That is only her second foul. At the foul line, Sarah Pierce shot it and rattles out. I have another. Toes the line, a couple of dribbles. Sets it. Lets it fly, and this one's good. Sarah Pierce with 15 points. The Lady Cougars lead by one. 2:17. They've led by as many as 12 in this game. They've led by 10 two times. Ball tipped out of bounds by Welker. But this has been a close game, really, honestly, throughout most of it. About a 4 or 5 point lead. Until Community took their first lead, 29-27. Since then, the Lady Cougars have regained the lead, 31-30. Welker has it far side. Between the rings, now passes near wing to Wilkerson. They're all over her. She just hit that big three. Welker backs it back out. Senior drives. Going to get a layup and bounces three times. Won't fall. There's been a lid on the goal on this end for some reason. Missed a lot of layups tonight. Mercedes Huntley drives the lane. And the foul's going to be called on Abby Sweeney, I believe. 4-4, and that is the case. That is her third foul. And so she's in a bit of a foul pickle, if you will. Inbounds, going to be thrown away. Great heads-up move by Devin Welker. She walks it over the timeline now. Welker fakes right, comes here to the near side. To Wilkerson, penetrates, nothing there. To Sweeney, back out to Welker, deep in the far corner, Adams. Looking for Smith inside, but just can't get it in there. Pass going to be broken up and saved by Leverett. Lady Cougar turnover. Down the floor, Huntley. Mercedes Huntley. Back to Sarah Pierce. In the corner, far side. Shot by Brothers is no good. Rebound, Middle Tennessee. Welker gives it to Adams, to Sweeney. Now back to Welker between the circles as she resets. 36 seconds left here in the third. 1 point, Middle Tennessee Christian School lead. Ball tipped away. Welker lost it. Layup on the other end unless Sweeney can get there. She does, and forces her to miss the shot. Adams, outlet pass with 21 seconds. Still a shot here to get a basket before the horn. Welker with 15. Passes to Adams. They try to get it inside to Smith. Knocked out of bounds. Middle Tennessee Christian School ball with 11.3 on the clock. Checking in is Julianne Peters for Devin Welker. Peters, bounce pass, Sweeney open off the block, hands it to the foul line, shot missed by Adams. Viqueen's going to have a good shot at it here. Huntley, Mercedes drives, and with 1.4, she is fouled by Abby Sweeney, who picks up her fourth foul. She's had three fouls in this quarter alone. We have got quite the dogfight coming up here in the fourth quarter, I do believe. At the foul line, Mercedes Huntley to try to tie it up here. She gets two. The first one is good, and we are tied. The second one would give them the lead with 1.4 left in the third. Shot it and missed it. So we're going to be tied here at the end of three. 31-31 your score to the fourth quarter on the other side of this timeout.
The cell phones keep changing. This is Melanie Davenport at Sprint by Cellular Concepts. We've got great Android devices. We've got picture mails now and texting. Sprint's come out with an unlimited data plan, $79.99. I call it all you can eat, all the internet, all the texting, and it's free mobile to mobile to any cell phone in the country, so you're not using minutes. $79. Call us at 893-CELL-2355. Sprint by Cellular Concepts.
Reeve Sane Drugstore is the perfect place to shop for gifts this holiday season. We emphasize accessories and personal treasures that are traditional, with a twist. Our unique atmosphere allows you to shop in a warm, inviting setting that will inspire you to share the Christmas season with those you love. Beautiful ornaments, special pottery for a unique table setting, delicious candle and home fragrances to create the feel of the perfect holiday home. Visit us today and see the special touches we have added just for you. Reeve Sane is open Monday through Saturday from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports brought to you by Thompson Services, HVAC, Electric, Plumbing and Gas, Animal City, Midas of Murfreesboro, Music World Drummer's Den, and State Farm agent Celeste Middleton. Peters got to get rid of it and tries to knock it out of bounds off of Pierce. Pierce just steals it away. Layup on the other end is good. Community takes their second lead of the game at 33-31. Going to the fourth, Riverdale Lady Warriors leading Mount Juliet 76-38. 76-38. Pass inside, stolen away. Snowbird on the other end. Oh, she's fouled. Mercedes Huntley doesn't get the easy one. Erin Mullins went down and made sure she'd have to earn it. Second foul on Mullins. The largest lead Community has had in this game has been two. They have a chance to extend that. Shot it. In and out. There'll be another shot upcoming. Peters goes out. Welker back in. Second one, high arching shot, no good. So the lead remains two. She missed both. Time, the Lady Cougars put the pedal down. Welker lost the ball. Off her foot. Coach Lynn Berkey picks it up and tosses it to the official. And now he wants a timeout to talk about it, which we will take as well. 33-31 Community with 7:08 to go in the fourth on State Farm Prep Basketball.
We're talking now with Heather here at Carpets by Osborne. As far as items for your floors, obviously we think about carpets, but it goes a whole lot farther than that.
We're also well known for hardwood, ceramic tile, laminate, custom area rugs. We also do a large amount of commercial business.
Sometimes things that were popular at one time come back again. It looks like shag carpets are popular again.
Shag is definitely popular again.
Carpets by Osborne on Northwest Broad Street next to Southeastern Tire.
Your friends at Bud's Tire Pros want to wish you a Merry Christmas this year. Stop in today for your holiday travel checkup at Bud's Tire Pros. They carry all the great brands like Michelin and BF Goodrich, and they can service your ride today. So visit Bud's Tire Pros in Murfreesboro or online at budstirepros.tn.com or call 896-8473. That's 896-TIRE. Because their business rotates around you. Bud's Tire Pros at 3600 Woodbury Pike.
Get to a better state Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Community on the inbounds throws it away, and driving the right side is Wilkerson. She's going to be fouled. So the action fast and furious. Foul is on Taylor Thompson, her fourth. No shots there. Next time will be in the bonus. Lady Cougars have already put Community in the bonus. Mullins feeds inside. The first basket inside we've had in a while. Aaron Mullins with the two-point basket on the pass from Chandler Adams. We're tied at 33. Driving the length of the floor is Pierce. She brings it back out front. Pierce to Mercedes Huntley has her shot blocked. Rebound, Aaron Mullins. Mullins to Welker. Welker to the near wing, Adams. Back out front, Welker. Right wing, Peters. They go in the corner, nothing there. Adams has to pass it back out to Peters for three. Rattles, won't fall. Rebound, Leverett. She's been everywhere tonight. Pierce stops. Nothing there right side, so backs it out between the circles. Mercedes Huntley. Foul line to Thompson. Nothing there for Thompson. Now she gets it back. They want to go into Leverett really badly. Waving traffic around. Coming to the near wing is Inslee, who's just checked in. Now Leverett got free off the left block, and she scored. That's what they wanted to do. 35-33. Bounce pass, Adams. Back outside, driving the lane is Wilkerson. The shot won't go, but she's fouled. 1-1, they're going to say she wasn't shooting. Unbelievable there. Coming out is Mullins. Abby Sweeney going back in. Sweeney playing with four fouls. At the charity stripe, Ashlyn Wilkerson, who's led the Lady Cougars tonight with 13 points. The freshman will have another. Shot it and missed it. 1 point deficit for the Lady Cougars. They trail 35-34. Back to Pierce. 5 minutes, 12 seconds left in the game. District 9A matchup here, and Community's lost it out of bounds. Lady Cougars will inbound. Trailing by one, need a basket in the worst way. Driving the lane, it's Welker, missed the shot. Sweeney got the rebound, now lost it on the floor. Picked up by the Vi-Queens. And they get it back to Pierce exactly where they want it. .440 to go. 1 point Community lead. It's Barnes who's checked in with the basketball for Community. Almost traveling with it is Ray. They do get it inside, and now a blocking foul called on Ashlyn Wilkerson. As Pierce fired it up there, she's got 17 points tonight. Going to have a chance to shoot a couple here at the foul line to extend their one-point lead if she can. First one is good. They had a three-point lead briefly, several two-point leads. Middle Tennessee Christian School led at one time by 12. They led twice by 10, but it's been a pretty close game throughout. Out of bounds off of Community after the miss. It went off of the foot of Taylor Thompson. So 36-34 is your score. MTCS needs a basket here to tie it up. A three would put him ahead. Welker, pass to her, intercepted. Sarah Pierce, one-on-one. She stops, she pops, it's off the glass, and good. 20 points for Pierce. Four-point lead for Community, the largest that they've had. Welker almost stolen away again. Pierce is really doing a job on her and may be fouling her in the process. Welker drives, bounce pass into Sweeney. Wish we'd have had the basket. But Thompson is going to pick up her fifth foul, I believe. It is, and it is. Taylor Thompson is fouled out. And checking into the game is Hannah Busby, and Hannah Busby has four fouls as well. So this could be something that comes back to bite Community. Got to hit him, though. Abby Sweeney at the charity stripe. First one no good. She doesn't get the other. And now Leverett clears the boards. Pierce in the backcourt has it tapped away. Brings it down the floor. Pass to Ray. Now back to Ray. After they tried to pass inside, they had to kick it back out. Pierce, top of the key. 3.5 to go. 4-point Community lead. They have the ball. Bounce pass to Leverett. Driving the lane is Busby, and she's going to foul after losing the ball. So Megan Smith is going to get to go to the other end to shoot 1-1. The foul is on Leverett. That's her fourth. So starters Leverett and Busby have four fouls. Leverett and Pierce are the ones who have just absolutely killed us tonight. And Megan Smith, 5 first half points, adds her first points here in the second half. Cuts the lead to 3. Cuts the lead to 2. She hit both of them. 38-36, Community timeout with 3:22 to go. The Vi-Queens lead the Lady Cougars by 2 on State Farm Prep Basketball.
Hi, this is Dave Kivenemy at Music World and Drummer's Den across from Indian Hills Golf Course on Shovel Highway. Come down for your Christmas music instrument purchases. Music World and Drummer's Den. Got guitars, keyboards, amps, all kinds of drums and accessories. Give a gift certificate for lessons. Fantastic deals. There's no need to do mail order when you can get as good or better prices right here locally. Hi, this is Dave Kivenemy at Music World and Drummer's Den on Shovel Highway across from Indian Hills Golf Course.
So, what if you're walking out to your car after work and it's been mashed by a runaway garbage truck? We've got an agent for that. Having your own State Farm agent means having a real person there to help you when things go wrong. So when accidents happen, you've got someone you know who will be there when you need them. I'm Jeannie Allman, and I'm that State Farm agent.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
I'm State Farm agent Jeannie Allman at 896-2013.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
MTCS has stolen the inbounds by Community. Now stolen right back. What a great heady play there by Busby. 3:12 to go. And a charge going to be called on Hannah Busby, and that's it for her. Busby is going to foul out. Thompson has already fouled out. Be sure to tune in Monday nights at 6 for the Ideas Tease primetime sports scene from Gondolier Restaurant on Broad. We'll talk local, college, pro football, and basketball each Monday here on WGNS. Coach has taken her time replacing her. And now technical foul going to be called. This could be a big play here. The official is calling a technical foul. Now the coach has some time to replace the player. But they're going to assess a technical foul here as well on the bench. Megan Smith to shoot free throws. She misses the first. This is a big, big swing. They can connect. They get the ball back. Second one is good. Megan Smith with 8. That cuts the community lead to 1. Community fans, of course, not happy about things here. So the Cougars, a chance to take the lead here. Bounce pass in the corner. The 3 ball on the way off the side of the rim. Megan Smith. Rebound by Barnes, who's in the game. Pierce on the floor. She gets up, brings it down the floor now. 2:50 to go. Bounce pass to Leverett. Leverett, high post to Williams. Driving left side, wide open. And the basket by Barnes. 3-point lead for Community. Driving in the lane, Peters shot up there, partially blocked, and it's going to be Middle Tennessee basketball. Trailing by 3 with 2:31 to go in the game. Inbounds will be triggered in, far baseline. Peters looks to Sweeney, now gets it back. Peters eyes the 3, drives the lane. Shot, no good. Somebody may have gotten a piece of that one. May have missed a lot of layups tonight, though. Pierce on the floor with it. She walked. They didn't call it. And now Community calls a timeout. Oh, mercy. 40-37, tight ball game. 2:18 left to go in this one. Community leads on State Farm Prep Basketball.
This is Chuck Lewis with First Bank. It's easy this time of year to reflect on all that we're blessed with by being part of this community. As Rutherford Countyans, we benefit from excellent schools and recreational facilities, as well as a very diverse and growing economy for employment opportunities. We have professional leadership that guide our county to be recognized nationally as a preferred destination. So during this holiday season, reflect on the real reason for the season and join us at First Bank for our holiday open house December 20th and 21st. Happy holidays from First Bank, where you matter most.
Heating, AC, electric, plumbing, and gas, we can take care of you. Call Thompson Services, we'll get there fast. We stand behind the work that we do. 274-2281, make one call to get your job done. Heating, AC, electric, plumbing, and gas, call Thompson Services for values that last.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Community to inbound the basketball. And they get it in to Kristen Ray. Our coverage brought to you by State Farm agent Jeannie Allman, 125 Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial Boulevard. Get to a better state with State Farm agent Jeannie Allman, 896-2013. They turn the ball over. Community has given Middle Tennessee Christian School the ball with a 3-point deficit to try to climb out of here. A 3 ball would tie us up. Welker to Peters, left wing. They feed it inside to Sweeney. Great power move inside and tipped by the Vi Queens out of bounds. Abby Sweeney not getting some love here from the community fans. Inbounds, 3, up by Wilkerson, no good. Not saved from going out of bounds by Welker. And it will be community's basketball. Minute 52 to go. Inbounds, tipped out of bounds. Nope, going to call a foul on Devin Welker. Okay. Two shots on the other end, double bonus. The rest of the way, both teams. They've led by four. The Kristen Brothers, who has no points tonight, is at the foul line to try to extend the lead for the Vi-Queens. Shot it and missed it. Bounced off the right side of the rim. She'll have another. Two dribbles, a spin of the basketball. Shot it and too hard. Oh, ball's through. Kissed it off the backboard. So Williams connects. Make that Brothers, I'm sorry. 41-37, three from the corner. Oh, my goodness, in and out by Ashlyn Wilkerson. That was highway robbery. They are going to get the ball back, however. That would have helped big time. Smith drives, pull-up jumper from eight, no good. Sweeney last touched it. Minute 27 to go. MTCS pressing here. Ray looking to get it in. Long pass up, going to be last touched by Sweeney. It's rolling on the floor, and Sweeney touched it when she was out of bounds. Kristen Ray will toss it in. Ray to Leverett. Leverett, deep right wing. Around the corner. Brothers has it. To Leverett. Now to Pierce. They're stalling. MTCS going to have to foul them, it looks like. Ray, with 1 minute to go, passes near side. Barnes. They can't get him to foul. Now they do. It's Megan Smith who picks up her second foul. 51.7 to go. And that is going to send Kristen Ray to the charity stripe. She hasn't scored tonight either. Shot it. Missed it. 4-point lead for Community. Shot it. Missed it. Rebound. Sweeney. Sweeney passes down the floor. Finds Peters. To Welker. Back to Peters with 43 seconds. Peters drives right side. Gives it off to Wilkerson. Drives the lane. Shot. Won't go, but she's fouled. That with 36.2. Really need these free throws here. Wilkerson. At the foul line. First one's good. That gets it down to four. Another free throw. Would get it to three. And short. Rebound on the floor. Oh, my goodness. Okay. They're going to call a foul on Megan Smith. I'm sorry. Make that Abby Sweeney. And that is Abby's fifth foul, by the way. So Abby is done for the evening. 5 fouls for Abby Sweeney. Chandler Adams is going to come in now. At the other end to shoot two is Barnes. Now Adams is coming back out, and going in is Aaron Mullins. Shot, no good. Still some hope here. She misses this one, a three, Katias. A lot of combinations. Barnes has hit one basket tonight. This one bounces, won't go. Rebound, out of bounds off of Leverett. Tipped back in, shot, it's good. Barnes, what a tough break. Got to go now. Peters, bounce pass, far side, Wilkerson. In the corner, back to Peters. Dumps it down low to Smith. Smith in the lane. Lost the basketball, rolling around. It should be off of Community or a foul one, and they're going to call the foul. Foul is on Megan Smith, her third. 5-point lead, still a two-possession game. But at the charity stripe, Kristen Ray looking for her first points tonight. This one's good. Ray will have another. Lead is six, and now the lead stays at six. Smith with the rebound. DePeters with seven, with six. Pass in the corner. The three ball is up. The three ball is no good by Mullins. Rebound Community, and that's going to be it. 44-38 is your final tonight. Community comes in to defeat Middle Tennessee Christian School. 44-38. 44-38.